This is the Lightning Strike. Welcome once again, everyone. Tonight is Monday night, and it's another night, just like every other Monday night, but we had daylight savings time, and it's still throwing me off. Getting up for work is a little hard, but I have 3 days off in a row because I have a 10-hour shift 4 days straight, so I'm good. I'm good to go. And tonight, the Lightning play the second game of their back-to-back series against the Florida Panthers, and the previous game they ended up losing against the Panthers, and the Panthers have been killing them all year long. They're 1-6, or they only won 1 out of 6 games against the Panthers, and which is pretty bad. They got a couple of points against them, losing in overtime, like a couple weeks back. But tonight is a huge game. We're holding on to a playoff spot by like 5 mere points. The Atlanta Thrashers are playing Ottawa tonight, and it's a huge game because if we lose, Atlanta wins, they'd be within 3, and it's getting scary here. So we need a win. We need to beat the Panthers. We need to do something here tonight. And I had a big interview today at my current job. I had an interview for our business class tech support department, and I think it went pretty well. And hopefully I get that position because I'll get like another $4K a year, hopefully. But I don't know. It's kind of stressful. I had like a panel interview. It was great. But on the way home, man, I got my Hunan chicken, my little Chinese food. And while I was waiting, I got a little 6-pack of Labatt's, my Canadian beer I always have when I watch games. So I'm ready to go tonight. And getting on to the game, good news. I know we had a few injuries. Dan Boyle is back tonight. Frederick Modin from Sweden is back tonight. And it would make a big difference because right out of the gates there, Freddie Modin, he had a lot of speed and he ends up scoring his 30th goal, right? Like I'd say about 8 minutes into the game, about, and he gets a feed from his good pal Brad Richards, and they reunited their first line there with Brad Richards, Freddie Modin, and Marty St. Louis. They're all on line one tonight, and then LeCavier is back with Fedotenko and Prosvol on the second line. And I kind of feel bad for Dmitry Afanasenkov because he's been playing good lately while Modin was gone, but they kind of put him back on the third and fourth line tonight. But that's all right, man. We had our big guys back, and he played well as well. But so right out of the gates, instead of giving up the first goal against the Panthers, which we've done many, many times, we ended up scoring. So we're up 1-0. Modin's 30th goal, and shortly thereafter, I think it was like the next, no, it was the next series, next, about 5 minutes later, we were completely dominating the first period. We were up, I think, 9-0 or 9-1 at one time. We had 8 scoring chances to their 0 scoring chances. I think Schonberg didn't take a shot, and by the way, he's starting again tonight, back off of his injury as well. And I was really impressed with how he finished the third period the other night against the Panthers, even though we lost. But he looked pretty strong, man. And I'm a little tentative to like him, but he plays well. You know, he doesn't flop around a lot like Graham does, and Graham gets a little scary sometimes. But he had one strong save in the first. But LeCavier, well, we had another goal here in the first, and it was a feed from Prosvol. Prosvol, like, was forechecking really hard. He, like, fought off the puck, passes it into LeCavier. LeCavier takes it in front of the Luongo, and you know how Luongo is, man. He stays low. LeCavier just kind of dekes him and goes around him and, like, shoots it in, like, right, I don't know, right in front of him. Kind of like a little deke move, side to side. He kind of gets in front of him and then and scores, and he kicks it back. But that was all on the ice, so that was good. He beat him. He beat him true. So we're winning 2-0, man. I'm feeling so good. Everything's good. So we go to the first intermission, and all our stats look great. We killed off a penalty. Yeah, everything's trucking. And then starting the second period, man, right away I could just kind of tell we looked a little flat. I don't know what it was. And sure enough, Florida comes back and scores. And they score. So it's 2-1. And they had like 3 back-to-back power play chances against us, and we never really got anything going. We only had maybe about I don't know, three or four rushes that looked like anything was going to happen that entire period. So we're down, or we're up 2-1 still going into the third. And then the third period, we get on a power play. And this power play is important because starting the third period, we had to kill off another penalty. We had two back-to-back penalties, one right at the end of the second. And then I think it was Boyle or Fenisenkov. He, you know, if you clear the puck in your own end, over the glass there, you get a two-minute penalty for delay of game. He got one of those, so it's like two back-to-back penalties in a row there. We killed off that one, and coming back the other way, we have, I think it was like a little rush. I don't have an assist written down from it. I think it was Sidor. Yeah, it was Sidor. Boyle, we were on a power play, man. I'm sorry. We were on a power play. It was, I think someone hooked us down low there. It was a weak penalty, but we'll take it. But we were on a power play, and Sidor kind of kicks it down low off the boards, back to LeCavier. LeCavier hits it in off the defenseman. Boom, it trickles in, man. 3-1. So LeCavier gets second goal of the night, his 34th of the year, sets his new career high. That's impressive, man. That's what I like to see. He's pouring it on, man, toward the end of the season, man. He had a real slow start, but I think he could easily have, like, 40 goals right now. I think he might get 40 before the season is out because we got some big games against some fast teams, and we're going to score a lot of goals, I'm hoping anyway. And tonight I've really seen everyone clicking, man, just to have Modine back and Boyle back. Boyle's doing his job, man, getting the puck out of there. And everything was great, and they pull their goalie late in the game, and LeCavier gets a chance at his hat trick, kind of. He could have just shot it down the ice, but he didn't clear the red line, so he passed on to Fedotenko. Fedotenko gets an empty netter. Fedotenko's got 24 goals, man. That's good to see, man. We have like six guys, 20 goals plus. We have two guys now over 30 goals, LeCavier and Modine, man, two of their premier players, man. Richards extended his point scoring streak to, I believe, I think it's 9 games straight by having an assist and or point, whatever. Same thing. No, I was an assist. He has 9 straight games with assists, and that's pretty good. You know, that's not considering scoring, so that's a stat. So we go on to win 4-1 tonight, and it was huge because I'll go through the scores in the league. I'm actually watching the Colorado-Chicago game right now. There's about 5 minutes left in the third. I think Chicago just went up. Yeah, sure enough, it's on OLN. And those of you who don't get OLN, it's probably the best hockey network right now. Better than ESPN2, better than ESPN carrying the games because they consistently have games. Oh, big goal. Pierre Turgeon just scored to tie it up with a minute to go. They pulled their goalie, so it's 3-3. Colorado ties it up against Chicago. And I see Javi Bulin in goal, man. Makes me a little sad. But Calgary and Detroit, they're tied at 1 in the third. Vancouver early against the Kings there. That's a big game. I know out west they have a lot. There's a lot going on, man. And I wish there was a second game tonight on OLN. But out west everything's tight, man. Vancouver's struggling to get in. The Kings, I think they still have an outside chance. I haven't checked that since last week in the west, but I'll take a look at it a little bit later. But big game against the Capitals. The Carolina Hurricanes won again. They're actually they've been kind of struggling toward the end of the year, but they won 6-5. Toronto loses against Buffalo, which pretty much puts Toronto out of the playoff opportunity with our win tonight. Ottawa, big game, man. Atlanta at Ottawa. Ottawa wins 6-4, so that puts them 7 points behind us. So I believe we have a 7-point cushion right now with 7 games to go. So that's huge. That means we'd have to go 500, and the next team would have to win basically every game. So if we can win one more game against the Panthers or the Thrashers, I think we can do it, man. I think it's sealed. If we win 2 games the rest of the way, man, it's pretty much sealed. And unless the other teams just go on some crazy streak, but they got some tough games the rest of the year. And a couple other games, San Jose beat Dallas. Nashville lost to Columbus. That's kind of scary. And Edmonton beat Phoenix 7-1. I kind of feel bad for Phoenix, but oh well, man. Next year they'll be back. And another nice thing I like to see is the The calls, a lot of the penalty calls aren't taking place anymore. They're letting people hit people out in front of the net. They're still calling that stick in the hands thing where you hook a guy, you kind of get up where his hands are. And I think that should be called. But, you know, the things where, there's obstruction. You know, there hasn't been too many obstruction calls. But I'm glad to see the Lightning win tonight, man. They're back. They got flow. They even had flow against the Panthers the other night, man. They're just hitting a lot of posts. But, you know, tonight we came back and showed them who's boss, man. Big win at home, man. Striding toward the playoffs. We'll see what happens Thursday against the Thrashers. I might go to that game. We may spend some money against the Thrashers there. We're going to go get some good seats down low. But it's a big game, man. I got to see one more game before the playoffs loom here. But go Bolts, man. Big win. And see everybody later. I declare I don't